And we're on Kaf Gimel on the base at two dots near the middle of the page. Okay, so we learn in the Mishnah, a kli mitzaref mash betocho. So a kli is mitzaref the things inside of it, that if legavi kodesh, that if food if food on the kli on one side of the kli gets tameh, so kadosh in the kli, it's mitzaref and everything. Even if it's not directly touching it, also becomes tameh. Like this is legabe kodesh, we said. But aval lo latruma, not legabe truma. Doesn't make it tameh legabe truma. So minani mili, where do we know this from? That the kli is mitzara. So amar rabbi chanin, we learn it from a pasuk, it's the raisa. The amar kra says by the karbana says in the siyim, kafachas asara zahav melea ketoras. And they darshan out a kasuv asal l'kol ma shebekaf achas. Everything in the spoon is like one, and if the fatuma touches something, everything in it becomes tamei. Masiv Rav Kahana. Now Rav Kahana is going to ask Akasha to show the lechur. It's not the rice. We see this only the rabbanan. Where do we see this from? It's the Mishnah says that Hosif Rabbi Akiva. He's Hosif on what? On the words of Shimon ben Becerra, which we're going to see shortly. And Rabbi Kiva says the following. Sol ha-soles, which is the flower for the menachos, and haktores, that is put on the mizbeach haktores, and the lavona, which is put on the mincha, and also on the shlechem apanim, the shulchan. Ve'agechalim, these are the coals that are taken from the mizbeach ha-nechoshes and put on the mizbeach haktores. So all these things Rabbi Akiva added, and he said, "She'im nagat ful yom b'miktsaso." Even though he didn't touch all of it, that ful yom just touched part of it, then they all become pasul. All become pasul. Pasul es kulo. Why? Because the kli in which they're in are mitzaref them. Ah, it says the Gemara, "Vaha, this din of Rabbi Akiva is only durabanan." And so here we see that the kli that's mitzaref for legabe kodesh is only drabanan. And how do we know that it's only drabanan? Because lashon of hosi for Rabbi Akiva, what was he hosi to? Mimai, midiktani reisha, he was hosi on what Rabbi Shimon ben Becerra said. As it says, hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Becerra, al efer chata shenaga hatame, the miktaso, that the ashes of the paraduma, that atame touched a part of it, time is kulo. He's mitame the whole thing. Again, why? Because the kli is mitzaref this. And this is certainly only drabanan, because the limu that we had before from Rav Chanin was only legabe kodesh mizbeach and not efer para. And yet it's clearly only drabanan. And it says, hosif Rabbi Akiva, uktani hosif Rabbi Akiva. So since he's mosif on it, he's only mosif on that which it is, which is only drabanan. And therefore, we see that Rabbi Akiva's din is only drabanan, and therefore it's kasha on Rav Chanin that says the din of the kliyas mitzar for kodesh is midoraisa. See Rashi. Hosif Rabbi Akiva, the reisha k'tani at the beginning it says, hey Rabbi Shimon, al efer chata shenaga tame b'mitzaso pasul es kulo levona ugechalim. Afal gav the lav ochel ninhu, even though it's not food, teva the chibas hakodesh machshar tan latuma. Since kodesh is something very dear, it's machshir etad mikabel tuma. Pasol es kulan, pasol is everything. Lefi shekli mitzarfan, as we said, a kli mitzarfan all together yachad. Baha edus midrabananhi. It's only drabanan. How do we know that? Midiktani Resha, because Rabbi Akiva was mostly all Efer Chatas, the din of Efer Chatas. Vehi vaday al korchach the Rabbanan, that's only the Rabbanan surely. The I mikra der Chanin, leka lemelech ala kotcham izbeach, of all Efer paralo. And therefore, it's clearly the Rabbi Shimon's din is clearly the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Akiva is only mostly on that. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva is also only the Rabbanan, and he was talking about kotche mizbeach, and we see that it's only the Rabbanan. The more answers. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara Lo Nitzrecha. We're talking about Rabbi Kiva's Edus. Lo Nitzrecha El Lishyare Mincha. That Midaraisa Sarich Lakli Kakli Mitzarfo. but something that doesn't need a kli, she'ain atzarich l'kli, ain kli matzarfo, v'asu rabbanan v'gazru da'af al gav, ve'ain atzarich l'kli, the kli is matzarf, kli matzarfo. So in other words, Rabbi Kiva, therefore, yes, he's talking about the rabbanan, but he's not talking about your classical case of the kli matzarf kodesh. He was talking specifically about the, when he mentioned the solas, he was talking about the leftover solas. And after the Kohen takes the Kemitza, then that goes to Mizbeach, and everything else is given to the Kohanim. So that, the leftover, it's just the leftover is given to the Kohanim. It doesn't need a Kli. So Mele, when we said, like Rabbi Chanin's Din, that we learned from the Torah, that the Kli's Mitzarev, those are things that are need a Kli, and have to be put in a Kli Sharis. So things that need a Kli, so then the Kli is Mitzarev. But things that don't need a kli, like the Shari Mincha, the kli is not mitzar. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva came and said, but the Rabbanan made a gzer, as we said, meet Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made a gzer and said that even something which doesn't need a kli, still, even there, the kli is mitzar. And that's the din of Rabbanan of Rabbi Akiva. Rashi lo nitzrucha lahay edus Rabbi Akiva, the Mirdan ela solas shal Shari Mincha. Dehilu midaraisa tzarech l'kli. Dumia diktores, as we learned it from the Kafacha, that's Dumia diktores, Shebekaf, the Ari Bakra, Kli Mitzarfo, because it needs a Kli. But Sheena Tzarkla speaking on the Shari Mincha, Rabbi Kiva is talking about Sheena Chilas Kohen, Eina Kli Mitzarfo. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Fine, that Tainach Solas. Fine, you gave a good explanation for Solas, but that's not the only thing Rabbi Kiva said. He was made on the Solas, also on the Ktoras, Levana, Gechalim, other things as well. So what about those other things? So Ktoras, Levana, Mayi, Kilameimar. So what are you going to say about that? The Lechura there, it seems like it's the Rabbanan, and we want to say it's the Rabbi Chani said it's the Raisa. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rabba Barabua, the Ktoras, Levana, Kugon, Chetzarvan, Al-Gabi, Kartavla. That we're talking about in Nachanami, that they were not put into a kli. If they're put into a kli, like we said, neither ice nor the kli is mitzarf. Then would be mitzarf. Then, but we're talking about that he put them on like a leather spread. That midiraisa sheyesh lotoch is mitzarf. Vacha ein lotoch eino mitzarf. Vasu rabbanan v'tiknu da'afal gav dein lotoch mitzarf. So here the Rabbanan is that since it's on a flat piece of leather, that only something that has a midaraisa, only something which has a toch, which is like the cuff, right, and has the kli that can put things in, that is what's mitzar. However, something which is flat, doesn't have a base kibul, then this stuff is sitting on it, then it's not going to mitzar it. And along came Rabbi Akiva to say, no, the midaraisa, midarabbanan, the rabbanan midatakana, that even if it's not in a kli per se, it still can mitzarf what's on it. Okay.
Even if it can be folded.
Oh, sir?
Even if it can be folded.
Right. Yeah, if you fold it, but it's still in and itself. It's although some say talking about like a stiff piece of leather. Let me show you. Says Rashi, Mayi Kalameimar, Hare Tzrichim Kli, these other things, the Lavona, etc., needs a Kli. So we're talking about it was put on a Kartavla, or Shaluk. Okay. Now, finally, the Gemara continues, Upliga Ad Rabbi Chanin Ad Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. However, Rabbi Chanin, again, who said this whole din is Zeraisa, goes against Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Akiva Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Meiduso, She Rabbi Akiva, Nishnet Mishnazu. So he says the opposite. He says, Einachanami Rabbi Akiva, who's not talking about all these fancy things, talking about a regular case, and they are, as we said, the Kli is Mitzarf, and Midrabana, and our Mishnah was based on this Eidus of Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, when our Mishnah says also that the Kli is Mitzarf was based on this Eidus of Rabbi Akiva, that's only the Rabbanan. So therefore, Rabbi Achia Bar Abba, it's only the Rabbanan, not the Raisa like Rabbi Chanin. Okay, Rashi, Vliga Ahad, the Rabbi Chanin, Damar Le'el, the Tzir of the Raisa, he's arguing with Rabbi Achia Bar Abba. Next, says in our Mishnah, Harabi Bakodesh Pasul. Okay, so that the Shani makes a shlishi only in by Truma. Only Truma can become a shlishi. And then Truma can make Raviv a Kodesh. And that's the end of the chain. So this then we're going to discuss of the Raviv is possible by Kodesh. Tanya. So the Braisa is the following. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Raviv a Kodesh upasol. So where do we learn, where do we know this din from, that there's Raviv a Kodesh? So we learn it from a Kal Vachomer v'dinhu. Uma mechusar kipurim. Mechusar kipurim, right, is someone who's went through the Tahara process, but yet hasn't brought his korbanos yet. So such a person is mutar b'truma. He's allowed to eat truma. Yet he's pasul b'kodesh, but he's not allowed to eat kodesh. So what do we see from here? We see that that truma is more kal than kodesh, right? Because the mechusar kipurim can eat the truma, but he can't eat the kodesh. So shlishi shapasul b'truma, right? A sheni that makes a shlishi, we said, and pasul's truma, eino din shi'aseh raviv b'kodesh. So if it can make the if it's there's shlishi even by the more kal thing, the truma, then kol shechein that it can make a raviv b'kodesh. So the obvious question, which we're going to see Rashi's going to deal with, is that's not how you make a kal vachomer. That's called the problem of dayo lavo min adin. Right? You cannot, if you say make shlishi by truma, you should say kol shekin, it can make shlishi by kodesh. Not kol shekin, it makes revi by kodesh. So we're going to see that in a second, Rashi. Okay, let's just finish up the brides here. V'lamadnu, and we have a limud, that shlishi la kodesh is mina Torah. So shlishi v'kodesh is mina Torah, and Revi, as we said, we learned from this kal vachomer. Where do we know this from? The shlishi v'kodesh mina Torah minayin. How do we know that l'gabei shlishi v'kodesh that we have learned from a pasuk? And then, as we just saw, the kal vachomer is going to bring us to learn the Revi. So how do we know where's the shlishi v'kodesh is mina Torah minayin? Dixiv, as it says in the pasuk dealing with korban shlamim, it says v'basar asher yiga v'kol tamei. Lo yeachel. Okay, so the basar, which is kodesh, which is touching something which is tamei, lo yeachel. Now, what type of tamei are we talking about? Milo askina and denaga, that the basar shlamim touched what? The sheni, that the tamei here is referring to sheni. The kama rachamana, and yet, what do we see? The kama rachamana, lo yeachel. So here we have, Rashi's going to discuss how we know it's talking about sheni, but we're talking about that this basar of shlamim, this kodesh, touched sheni, that makes it into a shlishi, and then it says lo yeachel, you can't eat it. It's possible. So we see from here that shlishi is mina Torah, and then like we said before, and revi mikal vachomer is hadamran. We learned from mechusar kipurim from the kal vachomer. So that's the shlishi is the pasuk, and then as we learned the kal vachomer onto revi. Okay, so now let's see that Rashi we're talking about. Mechusar kipurim is kasha l'truma, but it's pasul l'kodesh. B'yavamas yalfinan l'mikra, we learn it from Sukkim, a perakar. Shlishi shepasul b'truma, k'denafgalan, how do we know that shlishi is pasul b'truma? That we learned the kavachomer sechasota, umatzul yom, shemutzer b'maiser, zaser b'truma. So sheini, that's pasul b'maiser, eino din, shiasa shlishi b'truma. That's the limud over there that says pasul b'truma. Okay, so here's the Rashi we're waiting for. Eino din shiyase revi lakodesh. So we're doing the kal vachomer that kol shekein it should make the revi bakodesh. Aiba we said it should be kol shekein it makes the shlishi bakodesh. So ask Rashi that question. V'im tomar daya lavo mina din liot kinidon. So why are you learning kol shekein it should make a revi? It should be kol shekein it should become a shlishi. So im kein kal vachomer lo tzarich. Sharei lamanu shlishi lakodesh mina Torah. Veheicha demifra kavachomer lo aminan dayo lavo mina din liot kinidon. Kin aminam b'baba kama. The famous Gemara in Baba Kama. That the machloikas, we'll see, Rashi's going to bring the other shita right now. But the machloikas that legabe dayo. Right? Normally, we used to, kavachomer has to be, you make kavachomer only in the on the same levels you're learning from, like we said, if it's puzzles, if it makes shlishi by truma, kol shekin should make shlishi by kodesh, but not revi. Okay, that would be because you'd have to say Dayo. You can't learn more than where it's coming from. However, the Gemara then Baron Baba Kama says that that only applies if you're going to say Dayo, you're not going to destroy the Kal V'Chomer. But if you're going to destroy the Kal V'Chomer, meaning this Kal V'Chomer is not going to be necessary, you don't need it, so then we don't say Dayo, and then we could learn on to further. Okay, therefore, so that's exactly why over here the Braisa continues and said that we learn Shlishi B'Kodesh from a Pasuk. Meaning, if you're going to tell me we learn from Truma that Kol Shekein Shlishi B'Kodesh is possible, because we're saying a Kal V'Chomer, if Truma is possible, that Kol Shekein is a Shlishi, Kol Shekein Kodesh is Shlishi, so then that we don't need. Why? Because Lamadnu Shlishi B'Kodesh, we have a Pasuk that tells me there's Shlishi B'Kodesh. So we don't need the Kal V'Chomer to tell me that. So therefore, since the Kal V'Chomer is meaningless, I don't need it, because we have a Pasuk to tell me Shlishi B'Kodesh, so then we don't say Dayo. Because we only say Dayo if by saying Dayo, we're not gonna ruin the Kal V'Chomer, we're not going to make it it's unnecessary. Right? Because if we're going to say Dayo, say the Kal V'Chomer, say Dayo, then we don't need it, because we have a Pasuk for that. So once that's the situation, then we can go Vayitzer and say, okay, it's teaching me even to Rimvi. So that's why we're doing that over here, because we have a pasuk for shlishi. We don't need the Kal V'Chomer for that. And I lamandamar nami aminam dayo. What about there is an opinion that says some machloekes that no, even if it destroys, so to speak, we don't need the Kal V'Chomer, we still always say dayo. So then what's this reveal over here? So then you have to say the honey miles rabbanani nu v'lav deraisa einachanami. This limud is not midaraisa. The midaraisa we say dayo, and we only have shlishi b'kodesh. We don't have revi b'kodesh. But the rabbanan made the revi. But I did not get lamanu shlishi l'kodesh. So what do you? Then why did the Braisa have to tell me that according to this opinion? And we learned that shlishi is possible mina Torah. We don't need to tell me that. So that's milsa be'alma. He's just stumped to tell me that. That's mina and the shlishi l'kodesh mina Torah. That's all. But tell me a point, side point. But in a chanami, it's all the whole thing of the Reviva Kodesh is only the Rabbanan according to that sheet. Okay, and then we said, continues Rashi, milo askina, and this pasuk. We're learning that again back to the pasuk. How do we know that there's shlishi by mina Torah? Because we said, abasa asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel. Now, what type of tuma are we talking about? Milo, askina says Rashi, milo mishtama nami mihaikra de naga b'sheni, that is talking about the tame and the pasuk can refer to even sheni. Why? The ha'askechan de ikri sheni tame. Because we see that such a thing, that something which is sheni betuma, the Torah calls it tame, where d'ksiv kol asher b'tocho yitma, that everything in a kli becomes tame. V'hava le'a kli rishon, we have a kli cheres, and inside the kli is tame, and the kli is a rishon l'tuma, and therefore what's inside of it is sheni l'tuma. Umashe b'tocha sheni v'kari le'en, and the Torah calls it tame. V'kamarachamana, the pasuk telling us here, v'abasir asher yiga b'chol tame, means even this tuma over here, which is sheni, the filum is sheni, v'hava le'shlishi, and therefore this basar, which is Kodesh, Shlami, Betach, the Sheini, was it become? A Shlishi. And it says, Lo Yechel, Vaikra, Babasa, Shlami, Ksiv, and we see Lo Yechel, therefore we see that it becomes Shlishi, Kodesh can become Shlishi. Now we have a limud for the Pasuk, and then our Kal V'Chomer from Mechuser Kippurim brought us to a Revi, according to that sheet.